This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lastly, of the Eagle Forum is going to be breaking down the latest developments on Hillary's plan to stuff the ballot boxes, the open borders, TPP, and more. John Bowne has a key report up on Infowars.com showing how they're planning to try to ram the TPP back through this week. Here's some of the headlines on Infowars.com that are so incredibly important that we're going to be covering coming up at the bottom of the hour. Hope calls for global authority to impose climate change agenda. Banks demand customers account for every deposit and withdrawal before offering mortgages. So it's basically indentured servitude, IRS reporting on everything you do for the right to engage in commerce. They're just getting you ready for the total grid. Meanwhile, taxpayers foot the bill for $128,000+ for Michelle Obama's sightseeing trip to Venice, Italy. Must be nice. Obama pushes internet ID verification in response to NSA hacking. Very important article. Ron Paul's article, Death Penalty, the Ultimate Corrupt Big Government Program. And, you know, I said I'd get to this last hour, and I just ran out of time. But sometime today, if not, I'll do a special report. I meant to do this yesterday. I've got a whole bunch of examples here of innocent people. What made me think of this is, I guess last Friday I saw this article. Cruz Paul pushed for ban on indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. I'll try to cover this now in the time we have. And they're talking about citizens being grabbed overseas and then being put in black sites. And that's dangerous because then it sets the precedent for it to happen here, and they can also make people give false confessions. I mean, obviously, you don't do bad things and then keep the moral authority. So I agree with what they're doing. And the fact that the media acts like it's so alien and bad shows how twisted things are. But just a couple articles that I've seen lately, and there's a newscast I want to air dealing with this, with Khalif Browder, 93 to 2015, no criminal record, in New York. Police claimed he was a suspect in a backpack that was stolen, and he spent 3 years on Rikers Island. I mean, that's rough. Without being convicted of a crime, was beat up over and over again on video by jail guards and by the criminals because he wasn't aggressive. And the newscast just shows all the surveillance footage of him doing nothing, being beaten and choked by guards, being beaten by the inmates, and basically the guards kind of halfway letting him do it. And that's how it works in these corrupt prisons. Not all prisons have a criminal acumen, a criminal spirit. County police departments, they're either pretty much good or they're pretty much bad. There's not really a lot of in-between historically. Things go bad, they go good. It's a culture. And he finally got out, and he just committed suicide. Now his family's suing. He's a black man. Was a black man. He's dead. But, I mean, how did he end up 3 years in a prison without ever having a trial? Well, that's how they do it now in America. Remember this story? I'm just using some that are well known. Man left in solitary confinement for 2 years. Stephen Slevin was held for 22 months on a DWI. No judge, no jury, in a New Mexico jail. He was forced to pull out his tooth because it was infected. They never let him out. They just kept him there. No one knew where he went. They thought he disappeared. They just kidnapped him. They had to pay a $15 million plus settlement, $15.5 million. And now the family of Khalif Browder has got a $14 million lawsuit. I guess that's the going rate on people being put in dungeons. Anybody could disappear.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Schlafly is our guest for the next 25 minutes. She's the founder of the Eagle Forum, eagleforum.org. She is undoubtedly the greatest libertarian, constitutionalist, conservative woman living. And if you want to know where the Tea Party that we see today came from, i.e. real conservatives, not John Boehner type rhinos, it came from Barry Goldwater and Phyllis Schlafly. I mean, she predates Ron Paul as a national figure by about 25, 30 years. And she is, of course, a constitutional lawyer as well, a true example of a powerful, intelligent woman defending our republic, strengthening our families. I mean, I don't like to get up here and grovel to our guests, but as I get older, I really begin to realize how amazing people are. People I've already appreciated. But the fact that we should appreciate him even more. I mean, she's well-to-do, successful woman. She's a grandmother, you name it. She doesn't need, since she's been fighting for freedom since she was 20 years old, to be coming on the show or doing scores of interviews every week. But she does, just like Charlton Heston did before he died, because she cares about freedom so much. So she's a modern hero. She deserves to be a Time Magazine Person of the Year, not eugenicist, globalist, pro-death Margaret Sanger. So she's a true icon. Eagleforum.org. I won't go over all the work she's done, the best-selling book she's written, but she joins us now to give us her state of the world breakdown, the open borders, the TPP, Hillary's plan to get in, saying if you're not for her, you're not for women, you know, vote for the grandma. Truly sickening when all they've done is disempower women. Look at the numbers. And she's got a detailed report that was out in WorldNet Daily last week, Hillary's plans to stuff the ballot box. So Phyllis Schlafly joins us. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Always good to join you.
It's great to have you.
Thanks for all those kind words you said about me.
Well, it's all true, so it's no brag, just fact. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, the hottest thing in Washington now is this trade deal. And a lot of people are misled about it, but I think it's about the worst piece of legislation that I've ever seen because it gives away so much of our sovereignty. And we're very proud that we are a sovereign, independent nation that has built a land of freedom and prosperity. And the idea that Congress should give away some of its sovereignty to a bunch of globalist busybodies is just outrageous. And it was all negotiated practically in a closet in a little room with Obama and a few foreigners. And we know what a lousy negotiator he is. And we got the short side of the stick.
Yeah, I mean, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, there would be probably indictments happening. This would be called treason, trying to secretly sign us over to foreign corporate boards. Now, people like Ryan and Boehner and others parade around promoting it like it's a good thing.
I'm afraid there's money involved. I can't prove it, but, you know, when things are happening that make no sense, it's probably a case of some money changing hands. But in any event, what they're doing is very bad. And the one who's really been speaking out and telling the truth about it is Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. And he is a real patriot. And you ought to read everything that he writes on this because he is showing that this thing called free trade, which has to have, I think, four different votes in order to lock it in, is just a giveaway of our sovereignty. It's giving these global busybodies control over our trade, our immigration, everything you can think of, and it allows them to change it after they finish it. In other words, if Congress passes it, these globalist busybodies can change it because they call it a living document. And you remember when some of these off-the-wall Supreme Court justices talked about a living constitution. That was just a code word for saying that they could rewrite it according to their own up-to-date ideas and personal preferences. And we think if Congress passes a law, it ought to be obeyed unless it's revoked or reversed. And the Constitution is the supreme law of our land. And we don't want these global busybodies controlling our trade, our commerce, our immigration, and then bringing other countries like China into the deal.
Phyllis Schlafly, eagleforum.org. Couldn't be a more paleo-conservative organization out there just defending the basic ideas that founded this country. We see an upside-down world push where they act like we're the traitors because we don't want a secret treaty. But WikiLeaks has leaked three sections, as you know, and Senator Sessions has seen even more. And it gets rid of the borders. It gives the president dictatorial power across the board. It censors the internet and free speech. It puts foreign boards over our businesses. I mean, I can't believe Congress, as corrupt as they are, would even consider signing on. But here's my next question. There's always got to be a bottom. And was last Friday the bottom, or at least the inklings of a bottom, where they go so far that even the establishment, part of the establishment, can't go along with it, because there's got to be some end to the arrogance, some end to the craziness. Federal courts striking down Obama, just opening the borders up. He's still doing it, but at least courts have said he can't. I mean, there seems to be just one of the biggest constitutional crises we've ever seen, not just in our lifetimes, but in the 240-year history of this nation.
I agree with you. I agree with all of that. It is so shocking. It's just so awesome. You can hardly believe what they are doing. And they're conspired in by both Republicans and Democrats. Some of each kind are to blame because they're ballyhooed by these lobbyists for the big companies who really want our immigration increase so they get the cheap labor. I think that's what's at the bottom of a lot of it. And then the people who've been trying to give us globalists. You know, I spent a year of my life fighting one of the George Bushes. I get them mixed up, who wanted to put us in a North American union. We don't want to be in a union with Mexico and Canada. We didn't like that idea, and we did beat him on that. But now they're coming back in this bill that's before them right now, and in effect, as Senator Sessions said, it really puts us in some kind of a European Union. So they didn't dictate our laws. You know, they just decided, these global busybodies, just a few weeks ago, that we have to repeal our COOL law. And our COOL law stands for country of origin. And I'd like to know where our meat is coming from before I buy it. And so would the American people. But the Congress has now said, oh, yes, these global busybodies have said we have to repeal it, so we repeal it. You can hardly believe they're doing this kind of thing.
Phyllis Schlafly's our guest. We're also on television, not just radio. We're showing footage. There's hundreds of these videos in France at the tunnel, at the ferries and the tunnel, where police basically on both sides are undermanned and ordered, it's come out, to stand down and let them get on the buses, get on the hijacked vehicles, and then they just basically let them through. When the police try to stop them, it becomes a human rights abuse claim, and they're, quote, allowed to migrate. Africa's collapsing. The Middle East is collapsing. Boats are sinking every week coming across to Italy, and the so-called left wants to allow this. Do they understand that there's 6+ billion people that want to come into the West? And then once they're given welfare, the socialists will have checkmate on political groups that will vote to do whatever they want?
Well, I hope you've read Ann Coulter's book, Adios America, because she really tells it like it is and how it will absolutely change America. And these people coming in, you know, I'm glad to welcome people who want to be American, who want to speak English, who want to obey our laws and our Constitution. But these people coming in don't want to be American. They want to change us and make us like their country. And there's no other country like America.
I agree, but it's beyond that. The third world is unsustainable. It's collapsing. The birth rates are astronomical, like 5 children. The left is bringing people here and then teaching them to hate the country in a political takeover. Don't they get that we're collapsing into Blade Runner meets Road Warrior? I mean, this is a really dangerous scenario right now. We're already teetering worldwide on top of debts that are unsustainable. You can see it building towards a crescendo.
Well, the people who are coming in don't understand that because they don't understand how we're in a precarious position, but they think anything in America is better, and they it probably is better than what they have, even with all of our debt. But we know we're losing our strength, our prosperity, our freedom, all that sort of thing. And we have the best country in the world, and we shouldn't give it away. And if we let all these people in who don't believe in America, it's going to be a different world. And I think a lot of the Democrats are doing it because they want the votes. They think these people coming in don't know anything about limited government. They think the government should be their provider. And so they'll vote Democratic. And it's a tremendous change. You know, when Obama went into office, he said he wanted to fundamentally change America, and he's been doing it, and somehow the congressmen are letting him get by with it.
Phyllis Schlafly, EagleForum.org, is our guest. Final segment with her. I want to get into her investigative report. Hillary's plan to stop the ballot box. I mean, what a nightmare. Hillary and Jeb. I mean, really? Is this a nightmare? I mean, can I wake up from this?
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I had to go get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Phyllis Schlafly is our guest, founder of EagleForum.org, best-selling author, syndicated columnist. She was there at the beginning with Barry Goldwater of the folks that said the Republican Party are not a bunch of New World Order globalists that are going to join with the Democrats, turning our country into a socialist nightmare. And if it wasn't for her and others, we'd already be completely under the system. It's a big victory. The TPP got shot down last week. They're trying to ram it through again this week, but resistance is mounting. But the problem is the illegal waves are used to be the political voting bloc. And Phyllis has written a detailed article, Hillary's Plan to Stuff the Ballot Box, at WND.com. Phyllis, please spend some time breaking this down for folks.
Well, yes. Of course, my book was called A Choice, Not an Echo, and that's kind of gone into the English language. When we pick our nominees for president, we want a choice. We don't want an echo of the bunch of losers that the kingmakers have been giving us lately. And I want to take a minute to talk about the left's manipulation of words. You know, I think the gays have gotten what they've gotten in our judiciary by the clever use of two words, inevitability and discrimination. And when they say their side is inevitable, and if you're against them, you're discriminated, that's really what has gave them the start. Now, you apply that to free trade. Now, the only thing that's free about free trade is what China can do for free. There isn't anything free about it for the United States. It's a big cheat.
It should be called one-sided screw job trade.
Right. You're right. And yeah, we need to make sure we don't fall for these words that are trying to manipulate our thinking.
Well said. What about Hillary's brazen getting money from third world dictators at the State Department to her foundation to then sell them weapons? And they're just brushing it off, and now her plan that you break down to stop the ballot box.
Well, of course, she's all for bringing in more immigrants from other countries. And these immigrants who come in have no comprehension of limited government and of the way our Constitution sets up the freedom in our land. And so they're going to come in and expect the government to take care of them, and this government starts giving them welfare benefits of all kinds, so they'll vote Democratic. I think it's a matter of votes. I think a lot of the big business, the lobbyists, want the cheap, low-paid workers for their businesses, and Hillary and the Democrats want Democratic votes in the ballot box. That's what it's all about.
Well, sure. CNN calls it birth tourism and says Chinese mothers by the thousands a week come to the U.S. to have their babies for free. There's the headline, Why Chinese Moms Want American Babies. And they just say it like it's reasonable and cute when you can't go anywhere else in the world and get this. This is a joke. And now Chinese have surpassed Mexicans as the number one group pouring in. There's 1,300,000,000 of them. This is suicide.
Yes, it is suicide. And we have an exceptional, wonderful country here, and it's up to us to do it. And I urge everybody to be involved in politics. You can't just pray and expect the Lord to do it. It's not his job. It's our job to make use of the political elements in our society to kick the bad guys out and get the good guys in.
Why are the bad guys so destructive? I mean, they're in control. What they're doing will destroy their power base and will end up destroying their own nest. Is it just an instinct to overrun everything, a criminal instinct? What is it?
Well, I think it's they think they're going to make money out of it. And they think, but it's a short-term look at the raising of that money, because even though they may get some cheap labor for a while, they still are destroying our system. And it's our system that has enabled them to become rich and successful.
Yeah. It'd be like if I went home and killed my parents just so I could say I was dominant when they're the ones that had me, brought me up, took care of me. It's so self-destructive.
Yes, it is. And when Sessions said that these trade agreements that Obama signed on to, that they're putting all the pressure on to try to make Congress pass, they're taking away our sovereignty. They're taking away our wealth. They're just changing our country. Well, as Obama said it best, he wanted to fundamentally transform it.
We're being conquered.
Right.
Phyllis Schlafly, your book is now back in print, updated, A Choice, Not an Echo.
It's really updated because the recent years are really very interesting, and nobody's told the story of how the Kingmakers are still...
It's amazing. Eagleforum.org. Thank you for the time. Have a great week. You're an icon. Thank you.
Bye.
An amazing lady. Most folks don't know how important she is or how great she is. If it wasn't for her and Barry Goldwater, we'd be done.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talc syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talc syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Expand your life with Rich Dentovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me, tease me, use you up, throw you away.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. We've now reached the point of no return, the midway point, halfway into this global, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up at the start of the next hour, I'm going to tell a personal story about something I did at the advice of Dr. Group and others that is the single number one most life-changing thing I've done in my health that had instant effects. Instant effects. And we're going to cover a bunch of health news and a bunch of geopolitical news during that. But That's coming up at the start of the next hour, so please stay with us for that. Separately, I've done an hour and a half. I have not plugged anything in an hour and a half. Most talk show hosts plug every segment. Maybe I should, and my funding problems would be over. I'd have reporters right now to cover everything I want to cover. But we're getting pretty close to that, looking to hire a couple more reporters, camera people, more writers. And then I think InfoWars is done growing, at least for the next few years. I just need to be able to have reporters in two different spots at one time and to be able to, again, expand our production ability. And it's through purchases of the products, of the water filters, the shortwave radios, the books, the videos, the Patriot apparel, the nutraceuticals, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com and places like HDFirearms.com with all their great accessories that we are able to fund this operation. So my pledge to you is to bring you the highest quality products at the lowest possible price. Tomorrow's the last day to get 20% off ProPure G2 filtration system. That is a huge discount we're running right now on their portable pitcher system at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. And I told you we were running out. We're trying to secure more of the deep earth crystal source of pure iodine that nobody else has and nobody else uses. It's mainly used in industrial medication development as a key precursor, highly controlled. We have run out, basically, of all of that. And we're trying to secure more of it, but we had a limited amount left that was manufactured. It came in last week. When that sells out, that'll be the end of it for a while. So if you want to get our emergency Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com today, right now. And the bad halogens, the bromide, the bromine, the fluoride, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the chlorine, those are all the bad ones in the periodic table. And that's in the food, that's in the water. And then it fills up your glands like your thyroid and just does all sorts of havoc. The good one is iodine. And by the way, I've never really talked about this. We never get to this. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com and click on the Survival Shield X2 section, just click on the middle one right there, guys. Survival Shield X2 right there. If you click on that and you scroll down to the bottom, we use one of the biggest third-party review sites. Scroll the bottom. One of the biggest third-party review sites. I don't know why we put it all the way at the bottom. We need to add a link. I've said this a few times, but we need to add a link up there saying, read the reviews. This is from Review Snapshot. It's embedded from a third-party site. No one on their own site has a 99% review rate. 99% review. No one else has it. 99%. InfoWarsLife.com. And so I'm going to start something today where I always read a review on air. So every day, we're going to print off some of the latest reviews, the good, the bad, the ugly, and we're going to read them, the latest reviews. In fact, let's read the newest top one. I haven't even looked at it. I looked at it last night. Let's go ahead and blow it up. Once a day with water and feel the power. That's what Indie Atlantic has to say. Here's another one. I mean, just go read the reviews. Five star, 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 five star. We got contacted by this big third-party review site. They said, we've never seen anything like this. They even went and watched with their IP addresses and thought maybe we were just doing it or something. No, it's real people with these reviews. They've never seen anything like it. Thousands of reviews, hundreds per product. 99% review for InfoWarsLife.com products. That's because they're revolutionary. Now, I'm going to warn you. Consult your physician before you take Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, or before you take Nation Iodine. Because the results with myself and everybody else I've talked to are dramatic. And sometimes they're serious. I mean, you don't have any iodine in you, you get the real source, it's going to push out of your thyroid all that crap. And you're going to feel like you got run over by an 18-wheeler. And most people do in about 2-3 weeks. And then after that, I liken it when I carried, when my kids were little, up, you know, a hill, a mountain, 300, 400 yards up steps like Mount Bonnell, my daughter on my shoulders or my son when he was smaller, and when you take them off your shoulders, you feel like you're flying. After about a month on X2, that's what it was like. And I've been more crazed, more energy. I've been on it 2 years. InfoWarsLife.com. All right, I'm done ranting. Please support our local AM/FM affiliates as well. Please support their local sponsors or become a sponsor. That is key and integral as well. And realize the system's doing everything it can right now to censor, to demonize, to assassinate my character, to demonize us, to shut us down. I don't give the enemy any attention, but believe me, they're very active. I take that as a sign as I'm over the enemy. We're having an effect. We're drawing their fire. So when you support us, it's a win-win. You're funding the vicious tip of the spear. We are vicious. The globalists are scared of us because they're a bunch of criminal cowards running a con game that they're invincible. They know they're not invincible. Evil's failed every time in history. They think a bunch of high-tech stuff's going to help them win. We've already identified them because of Barry Goldwater and Phyllis Schlafly and Red Beckman and all those folks 30, 40, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And now everything they warned of is coming true. We held it back. We held it back. We held a lot of it back. Now but we're sliding backwards. We just slowed it down. Now we've gone over the cliff. People are going, whoa, really? You were telling the truth about all this. At least we can pull the parachute now. Collectively, if we realize what's happening and have a soft landing. So we salute all of you out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But we've had these third-party review sites for about a year and a half, and people kept saying, Alan, why don't you read the reviews? Why don't you mention the reviews? And I just was busy and didn't. I mean, I know it's good. I know I'm getting great calls and emails and family, and I'm getting great results. But then I guess that is what sells products. I mean, if anybody else had a 99 review rate on third, and it's not just that site. It's a bunch of other review sites. The big snoots, the experts on nutraceuticals, you know, the snooty folks that are really experts that are into it, the hippies are buying it, folks. The hippies love our products because they understand it's hardcore. I mean, the Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality is concentrated organic, cold-pressed, and then condensed. It's a secret process. I'm not allowed to talk about it, but some of it's patented. We got to pay for the machines and all that stuff. It's concentrated, folks. It's concentrated. And quite frankly, it's a form of alchemy, and we don't mean turning lead into gold. But they follow alchemic principles of recombining, mixing. I mean, Group is a weirdo in a good way. He's coming on next hour. InfoWarsLife.com. And take the Super Male Vitality, see what it does for you. Okay, I'm done ranting. Joining us back safely, thank the Lord. Thank you for your prayers. They were raiding journalists at, 1 a.m. in the morning, like Charlie Skelton of The Guardian. That's a pretty bold move. They were attack helicopters, armored vehicles, checkpoints 6 miles away, cops grabbing on due for walking up to them and being polite. They're back from Bilderberg, but look at how world government, TPP, the Pope calling for world government, a global authority for carbon taxes, making their move on every single front. We see the Bilderberg group, and I believe it's because the agenda is stalling. They've decided to go from stealth to out in the open and try to bum rush us. I know Bilderberg's probably not too happy. The TPP got shot down last Friday. Then the big day was Sunday when they left, and they got swarmed. If radio listeners haven't seen the videos of world leaders being confronted at the airport by our reporters and others and locals that came out, that was simply amazing. Gentlemen, great job. Good to have you back in Austin.
Well, thanks, Alex. And look at the Steve Watson article. Taxpayers foot $128,000 for Michelle's sightseeing trip for a secret party with Prince and Stevie Wonder. We're still living under what they were doing at Bilderberg there to the Austrians. Secret parties, secret trips, sightseeing.
Taxpayer paid for.
That we're paying for. Yeah, we're paying for all that for them to have a good time.
And then the media says it doesn't exist.
Exactly. And, you know, you'd be a conspiracy theorist for talking about it. But, yeah, you know, we beat them in the first round with TPP. It looks like they're going to come back and try to vote on it again. And it seems like they didn't like the first round of voting. It didn't go their way. So now it's, oh, we gotta bitch about that. And we're going to start a new round of it again, of trying to get people to vote for it. They're going to try to strong arm some of these congressional guys.
Josh Owens, what do you make of all this? I mean, I can ask you specific questions, but just out of the gates, what did you take away from Bilderberg 2015?
Well, we covered a lot while we were there. Obviously, people saw that. I think the big story is what happens behind the closed doors. And the biggest part of it is drawing attention to that. We had dinner with a journalist that I'm not going to say his name because he was talking in confidence, but he actually told us that he doesn't usually get put on stories that are conspiracy theories like this. Even while he was there, when he saw the cops that were there, he saw the checkpoints that were put up, he saw the people actually driving into the hotel, it was still considered a conspiracy theory. And I think the big point is that the more that the shadows are lifted and the more attention that is drawn to it, we'll see that hopefully, I'm sure some will still call it a conspiracy theory, but there's nothing theoretical about it. Sure, there's something conspiratorial about it because there are people dictating inside of a hotel in secret. I mean, we know that it played an integral part in creating the euro. So we know that real things happen, real things are created, real things are dictated. Real things are done behind those doors. And when Dew and the guy that we met down there, Tillman, confronted these people, I think that's a huge deal, because not only do the people who are watching the show, who are paying attention, reading the articles, know that what's going on, the people inside the building, the people behind the doors know that we're there, know that there are real questions to be asked. And I think that's the biggest thing to take away from the entire week.
Yeah, we confronted their countrymen there as they were just, they thought they could slip in and get a coffee real quick before they caught their plane. And I saw their media head, the Austrian media mogul, essentially walking in. I said, we got to go get him.
He's the biggest in Austria, yeah. TV, radio, print, owns the biggest newspaper in the country. They're New York Times, basically. And again, you're supposed to just be little sheeple that don't recognize who they are. He's the equivalent of Rupert Murdoch.
And then two of their big bankers as well. These are two of their central bankers where they're getting together, trying to get a little coffee in before they left. The one guy would start taking pictures of my face. Who are you? Who are you? Where are you from? I'll tell you who I am, where I'm from. Doesn't bother me. What are you going to do?
Yeah, like we're scared. We're not intimidated. And let's expand on that. Charlie Skelton raised this. Others did. We need to do a final article about Bilderberg caught in criminal activity. You had the heads of HSBC, their top three people, that's indicted in all this money laundering trouble. They're with the EU and UK heads of enforcement, the exchequer. You know, the head of that's their secretary of the treasury.
Mm-hmm.
They're meeting with the people they've indicted secretly. I mean, no wonder they want to keep you back 6 miles. This is total mafia meeting, like the famous meeting they caught, you know, in the countryside of New Jersey where the FBI caught all the mob in the farmhouse.
Right.
I mean, that's what this is.
Yeah, basically. And then there's Rennie Banco, who's a guy who had a suspended sentence for fraud and embezzling money and doing all these crazy
bribery
deals. Bribery, yeah. And he was allowed to go to this. It's like, we're going to let the criminals come in. We're going to keep everybody else out. And we don't want you asking questions or getting near these people. They just had a fit at the airport when we were getting in front of them, watching them. And I've got some video footage. I haven't figured out who this guy is yet, but he was one of the Bilderbergers looking for his passport or his conscience. I don't know. He's digging around.
I saw you put the tweet out. You said, help, who is this?
Who is this guy? I think he's French or Turkish.
What about Wolftonson? Talked to Luke and folks from We Are Change,
yeah.
And he goes, I did not go to Bilderberg, former head of the World Bank.
Yeah.
He goes, I didn't go to Bilderberg.
What are you doing?
Getting out of one of their vehicles. I didn't. It's a small town, comparatively. I saw photos and video. I've never seen an airport in the mountains like that.
Yeah.
That looked like Star Wars.
Literally a river valley that was cut out. And you guys can run some of the footage that I put up there. But a river valley that was cut out by a glacier millions of years ago. It's flat. It's the only area that's flat. And you're surrounded by mountains. There's the guy that I need help identifying. And I'll find him. I just didn't have a chance to go through the entire list and put a name to a face. He's probably one of the lesser Bilderbergers. But it's just watching their demeanor as they got out. There's some of the footage now. There's a storm coming over. That's actually as we were doing an interview with you one of the days. We're watching.
Again, if you're a radio listener for the first time tuning in, you go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video feed. That confuses a lot of listeners.
There's another storm coming at us.
Who are new listeners. They think, you know, why are you saying see this? We're TV as well. Continue to.
Yeah, just the scenery around that area was amazing. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been on Earth. And I've been to Switzerland. I've been to the Caribbean. But
you lived in Switzerland.
I lived there for a few months. Yeah, the mountains there in Austria were just totally amazing. Even in the summertime, they were still had snow on them, just beautiful grass. They had lots of rain. You could actually watch the trees just take the moisture and then expel it out during the day.
It's the land of Crom.
Pretty much. Well, and looking at the history, I found some old history book at the place we were at, just looking at the old pictures that people had spent, you know, probably months making. And I did a whole little video on that and, you know, showing the glaciers that were in existence in the 1800s, but then melted away. But we didn't, you know, it wasn't SUVs that melted them away in the 1800s.
That's right. They have news articles about how it used to be permafrost there, but now it isn't.
Right.
And that's in the 1800s.
These horses were, like, right next to my cabin. I had a little cabin on the hill, and these are like these world-famous miniature bred horses that were out there. And every day they just go out and eat and walk around, and I'd feed them apples every once in a while. And, you know, in addition to finding people walking through, I interviewed this English couple that walked through, and
they were terrorized by the
cops 2 days in a row. The second day we got them as we were doing a report at the gates, and they came riding by.
Josh, we're going to come back. What else do you want to get into? I mean, I really think globalism's reached its peak. Now it's the beginning of the decline, because the minute they go public with a takeover, they've always had to keep it secret because it'll fail. It's totally illegitimate to be ruled by foreign secret boards. I don't care if Paul Ryan says it's wonderful with a straight face.
Exactly, and regardless of what people think about it now, I mean, the more that's put out about it, the better it is. The more that people see, the more that people, you know, almost experience what we're seeing out there, it's a huge deal. I mean, it's almost hard to put into words how big of a deal it is that they were actually confronted on the last day. They were actually... They came into that restaurant up there, and they were...
These are some of the best confrontations ever. I mean, you guys absolutely did a great job, but you got an A-plus there at the end. I mean, it really paid off exposing the scum.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Thank you.
I said earlier, Alex Jones here back live, Pope Francis got worshipped by mainstream media right away after the last pope had to leave over scandal. He's a Jesuit. They're not supposed to be pope. That's the guardians of the church. They're not supposed to be involved in it, just protecting it. So that violates basic, you know, Catholic doctrine for 400 years. And now when I saw CNN, MSNBC worshiping him, when they had been bashing Catholics incessantly after they infiltrated the Catholic Church and carried out all their socialism and communism, to see him worshiped, I said, look out. And now carbon taxes, global government, the articles on InfoWars.com. Pope calls for global authority to impose climate change agenda, carbon taxes, regulations, make the rich nations pay. The last time we got the Copenhagen Treaty 5 years ago, it actually basically doubled taxes on the third world. So sell austerity to the third world that Obama talked about, telling Africans you can't have cars or air conditioning, sell it as get back at rich whitey. And then he says rich nations are the problem. I mean, this guy's from South America. They have giant populations. They have high technology, but they're corrupt. How is that my fault? This is class warfare from a guy that lives in one of the biggest palaces in the world and an institution that has so much wealth, it may be the richest institution in the world. Why is it always ultra-rich talking about how the middle class is evil? I mean, something's going on here. What do you make of it and how it ties into Bilderberg? You know, it was the Vatican that pushed an EU program. In fact, the first treaty to set up the EU was called the Treaty of Rome.
Yeah, and that's like Obama going to Africa and telling the Africans, hey, we can't all have air conditioning, we can't all have cars, trying to make them feel bad for wanting to up themselves, up their standard of living. That's what they're always looking at our standard of living, saying
he lands in a giant jet with 10 jets with him,
yeah,
tens of millions of dollars a day, and then lectures everyone.
But we're bad, you know. We're walking on a mountain.
Al Gore has 17 properties, 8 or 9 houses. Some of them are 40,000 square feet.
Yeah. It's totally mind-blowing how these people, they just talk out of two sides of their mouth.
He's got Bentleys, he's got jets, he's got everything, but we can't have anything.
Right. We're supposed to live in squalor, and then we're supposed to want that squalor now. Now they're trying to train us into living in smaller apartments, driving smaller cars, while they drive in huge, giant, you know, armored vehicles. They fly in giant planes. They want to cram us in smaller and smaller in some of these airline seats. And now they want to fly people standing up. They want to make you stand up while you fly.
While they block, again, it's a world of less quality,
yeah,
and negative sum. While they block real clean energy and then only roll out boondoggles that don't work. They know windmills 200 miles from where they're going lose half the power and are worthless and use more carbon. They know electric cars use more carbon than a regular gas car. It's all a fraud. It's all a big joke. They're suppressing technology while endangering the earth with GMO.
And I think that's why we're here to wake people up to that fact that, hey, these people are trying to tell us that we have to live in squalor and we have to be poor while they're rich and they're good. They're better than us for some reason because they're telling us that we're poor. It's just it's a paradox. It's a real paradox.
Well, they flip reality. They're con men.
Yeah.
It's all a con game. There's no death panels. It doesn't increase your prices. You can keep your doctor.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have the Nazi death machine giving out health care for veterans.
Yeah, I'm going to have that added to that great report that they put together on Jane Helm, finally decoded. You know, just add, by the way, this Watson machine now is over, the no-treat list for the vets.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to make it through Obamacare that your doctor takes orders from it.
And we've got whistleblowers.
I mean, this is how the robots are going to kill us, not like Terminator, you know, skeleton robots. It's going to be loving little IBM robots going, you don't get treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because liberals did it. Liberal. Isn't that fun to do that?
And we had a lot of that.
Do that with me?
You know, we saw a lot of that liberal mentality there in Austria. But one thing I do want to point out, there were some great activists that came from all over the place just because some of them took vacation.
Oh, look, USA Today, VA recruits IBM's Watson to aid them.
Yeah.
Just like it aided Hitler. Oh, we're aiding you. We're aiding you. Oh. IBM was created to carry out eugenics on record. All its money goes into a foundation to carry this out. I mean, it is the AI. It's behind Google. It's behind Microsoft, everything. It's the takeover.
Radio.
IBM runs it all. We'll be back. 5 more minutes with our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.